This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
News at 5. I'm Station Manager Jessica Mulligan. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are research mice in the biology department, information on campus residents for next year, and historical weather data compared to this year's winter. We'll also hear another iteration of Music Monday, a sports update from the weekend, and your weather forecast for the top of the week. Throughout society, many people find mice to be pests. However, with the King's Biology Department, students are using mice to do research on different human diseases. Program Director Nick Rotundo had the chance to speak with Dr. Fenner of the Biology Department about this new study.
Dr. Fenner welcomes in some new furry residents this semester as new research begins with mice. Dr. Barbara Fenner, associate professor in the biology department, explains how this research came about.
They're not just for the semester. I do research studying neurodegenerative diseases. So those are things like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. Even a disease like post-traumatic stress disorder has a degenerative component to it. And so one of the things we try to understand in my lab is not how any of the individual diseases are occurring, but instead, once these diseases get to a certain point, there's something happening inside of the cells that's in common with them all. And so we want to try to understand what that process is and then how to reverse that process so that maybe you're not actually treating or curing the disease, but we're keeping you from seeing symptoms later on.
Dr. Fenner then went on to explain how the basis for this research with mice and human diseases started.
Lots of different faculty use different types of animals for their research here in the department. But for me specifically, I am starting a collaboration with a research group at the Department of Neuroscience at Carleton University in Ottawa. And they do research both with neurodegenerative diseases and depression. One of the things that we're interested in is understanding how a specific protein is integral in the disease process and, more importantly, in maintaining things like memory and preventing things like anxiety and depression. And so I was approached to see if we would be interested in doing a collaboration. And that collaboration includes the use of a very special type of mouse that has a protein knocked out of it. So these mice do not make a specific protein, and it's the one that we're interested in studying. And by doing that, you can understand what the role of this protein has in a lot of different functions, and then be able to use that knowledge to potentially find treatments for different diseases.
However, Dr. Fenner could not do this all on her own. She went into detail on how the King's Biology Department received these mice and what her students can get out of this research.
One of the really awesome things about having the mice here at King's, one, they were generously donated to us by a research group in Maryland, and two, it allows our students in my lab to be able to study mechanisms of disease, both from the animal physiological level, behavioral studies, all the way up to understanding basic biochemistry of how diseases happen. So it's a really awesome opportunity for our students.
Finally, Dr. Fenner talked about how meaningful it is for her students to actually work with these mice compared to just learning about these diseases in a textbook.
A lot of students are interested in is being able to see how their science pertains back to organisms, right? And particularly back to us as humans, and seeing that there's a relevance to their research in human medicine. And so when you start having whole organisms like mice to work with, it's a lot easier to see the connection between your research at the basic, you know, biochemistry, cell biology level with something big like human disease than sometimes it is whenever you're just looking at a test tube and there's some chemicals in that test tube. Sometimes it's hard to really make that connection back. We have a few students who are learning how to handle mice and work with mice and just some basics in terms of interacting with the animals, but nothing with the actual research yet because we're still developing the colony.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo.
The student housing lotteries can be a hectic time for on-campus students. News Director Katie Pugh hashes out the information and dates you need to know to secure your housing.
If you're looking to move on campus as an upperclassman or want to upgrade from the freshman dorms, you have to take part in the lottery process at Residence Life. There are several options for sophomores, juniors, and seniors, including apartments, which Assistant Director of Residence Life Steve Matashevitz explains.
Students can form their own groups, 3 or 4 person, and apply to live in a college apartment. We have a finite amount of apartments, so we have to do a lottery. Apartments have traditionally been upper class or junior senior housing, so the lottery is weighted to favor them, get them placed first. And then we actually have a supplemental lottery where we place any groups consisting of mostly sophomores in apartments that are remaining after that.
Mr. Matashevitz can also accommodate people still looking for their apartment roommates.
You can come see me, and I can pair you with a group maybe needing a fourth or a third roommate, or a lot of times I'll place students. So if a senior commuter is looking to move on campus, I'll place them after the lottery. People transfer, things happen that there is going to be a vacancy in an apartment, so I work with that student then to find them a place in an apartment.
Cost is a factor when students choose housing, and Mr. Matashevitz detailed the prices of all the college apartments.
The cost varies depending on building. O'Hara is our most expensive building. I believe it's around $4,000 per semester, and then it goes down by, I think, alumni is about $3,800, give or take, and then Flood and Kings on Square are $3,700. Kings on Square is not in the lottery, of course. So it is just a little bit of price difference. It can get pricey if you're a sophomore and still fall into the meal plan requirement. There's not cost savings there. Junior, senior, when you can drop your meal plan or greatly reduce your meal plan, there's potential for some savings there. Our costs are up front. Off campus, I think a lot of people, they see only rent. They're saying we're paying $350 a month, you know, as opposed to college apartment where you could, if it were, you're not paying $350 a month. But you're just getting one bill from us, and internet's included, cable's included, heating. That's a big hidden cost for off campus. I don't think a cold winter, you're going to pay a lot in heating. Because you have to turn the heat on, your pipes will freeze, you know, but heating's included. Ours is just one cost. And on top of that, it's a secure building. You have, you know, secure access, and you have access to computer labs and all those things, security cameras. We have those benefits that off-campus does not have. We might be able to give you a little bit more peace of mind and say off-campus housing could.
If you are entering your sophomore year, Mr. Matashevitz recommends that you try your luck at all the housing options.
I recommend you do everything. I mean, it's just no cost, and it's just a little paperwork for me. But, you know, I think it's next to impossible to predict the level of success they'll have year to year. So I say go for it, and if you get lucky, you get an apartment. If you get lucky, you get LuxSec. If not, you know, there's always SF and Holy Cross, which have traditionally been first year and second year housing. So, you know, I say go for everything you can.
Mr. Matashevitz also noted one service that most students don't know about regarding college apartments.
I think a lot of students don't realize we offer 12-month contracts in alumni in O'Hara. If you're a student who is doing an internship or taking classes over the summer, or even have work in the area, we can accommodate you during the summer for a slight cost. It's not bad, actually, for the whole summer. But I think a lot of students don't know that. You can actually approach us about that ahead of the lottery, and we can work with you. So I think it has been growing. The number of students taking advantage of that has grown in the past couple of years.
Forms for apartment lotteries must be completed by February 6th. Duplicate names will result in null forms for all students involved. The dates of the lotteries are February 8th for three-person apartments, February 14th for four-person apartments, and February 21st for the supplemental lottery, all at 7 p.m. in the Snyder Room of the Campus Center. LUTSIC applications must be completed by February 17th for singles and doubles. The lottery is on February 21st. Stop into Residence Life or ask your RA for more information. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
So far, the snowfall this season has been scarce, but will it stay that way? Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn has the latest weather predictions for the rest of the winter.
We have reached the unofficial midway point of the 2016-2017 winter season, and the forecasts have been around par so far from the Climate Prediction Center. The Climate Prediction Center called for temperatures to be average to slightly above average in December. Wilkes-Barre ran 2 degrees above average, Binghamton was 0.5 degrees below their average, while Philadelphia and New York City each ran about 1 degree above their normals. One of the worries, however, of some meteorologists in the Wyoming Valley area has been more snow. And when the snow bears down. Last winter was the least snowiest winter in over 25 years. Snow lovers, meanwhile, are off to a better start this year. However, Wilkes-Barre had around 6 inches of snow in December this year compared to 1 inch last year. King's College has had one weather delay this semester so far, taking place January 24th, and that was the result of a complex storm that gave the downtown area some sleet, while higher elevations received a few inches of wet snow, making travel too treacherous to have the school open at regular time. Evening classes were canceled on Monday, January 23rd, and the school compressed a schedule so that classes would begin at 10 o'clock the next morning. One thing the Climate Prediction Center missed for January was a remarkable stretch of above-average temperatures in the Wyoming Valley. Each of the last 14 days have seen above-average temperatures thanks to a ridge from the southeast bringing warm air out of the Gulf of Mexico and cloud cover, which keeps temperatures warm at night. The Climate Prediction Center recently recently posted its outlook for February, which calls for average temperatures, but they do call for a colder start to February, while precipitation is expected to be more than normal. With this in mind, computer models cannot rule out the possibility of a substantial snow event at this time, especially early next week. After this below normal start to February, meteorologists think that the pattern will change sometime in the middle of the month, which will signal the end of winter's brunt on the area this year, and spring-like weather will dominate the area by the middle of March. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn.
Coming up next, we'll listen to the latest Music Monday, hear a sports update from over the weekend, and get the forecast for the top of the week.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The lacrosse season is right around the corner. As the 2017 season rolls in, the Lady Monarchs are projected to finish third in the MAC Freedom Conference, under the helm of first-year head coach Ashley Stevens. Last season, the Lady Monarchs finished the 2016 season with a 6-10 overall record, with a 3-3 record in conference play, earning them the fourth seed in the MAC Conference. Kings opens up their season on March 1st on the road against Moravian College. The men's basketball team defeated Manhattanville College on Saturday to snap a 12-game losing streak. In the Monarchs' 76-62 victory, they shot an impressive 58% from three, knocking down 14 of 24 shots. Junior Connor Calais scored 20 points, shooting 6 of 8 from three. Sophomore Jake Barber created a great spark off the bench, scoring 21 points. The Monarchs played great defense on the Valiants of Manhattanville, limiting their leading scorer Alex Tukey to only 10 points. The Monarchs return to the McGrain Gymnasium Wednesday at 8 p.m. against Delaware Valley University. The Lady Monarchs defeated Manhattanville on Saturday with an impressive 52-48 home victory. Three Lady Monarchs finished in double figures. Olivia Hoffman added four more blocks to her career total. The Lady Monarchs return to the court this Wednesday against Delaware Valley University at 6 p.m. in the McGrain Gymnasium. This has been your Monarch Sports Update. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
You're listening to Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Teresa Refsedge, Music Director, and I'm your host for today's installment of the program. If you like bands such as Tame Impala, Jaguar Ma, Dr. Dog, and Holy Wave, then you'll like Space Face, a six-piece psychedelic garage rock band hailing from Memphis, Tennessee. Without further ado, here's a sample of their track, Radiator. Keller Williams is a genre-hopping multi-instrumentalist and vocalist. Sync is his first studio album with Quattro. Some may classify the tracks on this album as acoustic dance music. Well, you can decide that for yourself, because up next we have a sample from Sync titled What You Want, Girl. If you're a fan of The Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, and Vampire Weekend, then you might like Dolly Spartans, a garage rock pop band from New York City, boasting sophisticated instrumental work and immediate, unforgettable melodies. Stay tuned to hear a sample from their track, When the Wheels Stop Moving. This has been Therese Ruffsedge for Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. Don't forget to tune in each Monday at 5 to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
And now the weather. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 24. Tomorrow it will snow in the morning and the high will be 33. Wednesday will be cloudy with a high of 40. Today is the last day to RSVP for the Black Lives Matter discussion on Saturday. Email Jasmine Tabron at kings.edu to reserve your spot. Intramural basketball signups are now open. Be sure to sign up before February 15th as a team or individual player. Games start on February 19th. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Station Manager Jessica Mulligan. Have a magnificent Monday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio Kings College, Wilkes-Barre.